Ron Ely, why do you call yourself Rhythm Stick?
Ah, good question, Bruce. In the 70s, there was a band called Ian Dury and the Blockheads, and one of their famous songs was Hit Me With Your Rhythm Stick. So in making a wine, we had to set up a name. So It was one of the ones I thought went well with Riesling, Rhythm Stick.
I may be wrong, but this sounds like after a night of considerable drinking, you were arguing about names and you came up with that.
Yeah, you could say that. But it's just one of those, it's trying to get something a bit catchy. And I think the people of my generation do know the Ian Dury and the Blockheads.
Yeah.
So,
well, you're a bit young for me, but never mind. but despite all that, you seem to make quite respectable wine.
Well, yes, I'm actually what we've got is a 4-acre dry grown Riesling vineyard in the Clare Valley, and I do all the vineyard work, the pruning and the making sure the vines are in good health and the fruit. But I contract the winemaking to Tim Adams, Tim Adams Wines, and we've been doing that since 2009.
And so you're claiming that your wine is so good because of the fruit?
Exactly. All the winemaker can do is ruin it. It's just the...
Well, you seem to be persuading people that it's quite drinkable.
Yes, look, we've had some good fortune. We've got a lovely little piece of land that's in between a couple of the ranges at Clare that are tighter and closer together. So we have a lot of subterranean water up against reef, and our dry-grown vines are down into that water. And for example, this year's been very dry in the valley. Our vines thrive in dry weather. And it produces smaller berries, but they're quite flavoursome.
Good depth of flavour.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah.
Now, I've been very abstemious. I've had a couple of sips of a slightly aged one.
Yes.
Are people much interested in dry aged Riesling?
Look, I think it's a growing trend, and it puzzles me a little bit because we do get a lot of young women in particular who, it surprises me, I thought they'd be at the fresher end, current vintage, but many of them really love the aged Rieslings, and whether that's they've started off on Sauvignon Blanc or something like that, which some of that New Zealand wine was really in your face with flavour, but ageing Rieslings can get quite complex, and you lose a little acidity, but the flavours really come forward, and
I think you're in danger of colliding with the feminist movement. Haven't you learnt that women have better palates than men?
Oh, I know that for sure. You know, I mean, look at all the good female winemakers, I think.
Absolutely.
I used to put it down that when they... it's a generational thing, but when women were feeding their young children, they always taste the food first. And I think they've sort of trained their palates from a very, very young age to pick up all the nuances of, you know, food and wine.
I think that's a bit too deep and meaningful for me, but okay.
For a person who says obsequious, I'm still trying to work that one out.
Oh, well, can we spell it now? But it is interesting the way tastes develop and change that... I don't know how long ago it was, but I can remember a lot of people saying, oh, we've got this aged Riesling, we don't know what to do with it. And like people have, appreciate it much more than used to be the case.
Yes, look, I think clearly too, the wine, if it's aged, has to be kept out of the extremes of temperatures. But... and you really got to have a wine that's got that acid spine that will carry it through. So when it's young, they'll be quite acidic. As they age, that moderates out, and the flavours, as I said, come through. But I think most people, I think, I forget the statistics, but it's over 90% of people buy a bottle of wine and drink it that night. There are fewer and fewer people that are actually putting wine away to age. And generally, the really good wines are made for that. You know, some of them are hard to approach when they're very young. And you've got to actually give them some time. And then when you go to drink it, let's say 10 years down the track, you just don't take the cap off it and pour it out to everybody. You should actually let it breathe, you know, give it some time.
Mm.
And it's a bit like curries. They're often better the second and third day. It's a, if you drink a bottle of wine over a couple of nights, often the second night there's... it really does open up more.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's...
And it's a bit of special pleading for old codgers like us to
exactly,
be talking about
yes.
that. Yeah. You've got to have something over everybody else.
Yeah.
Now, you've been doing very well in the decanter listings.
Oh, yeah, look, April edition, this current one out of the UK, we had two wines in it, our 2015 Riesling and our 2010 Reserve. And they tasted 133 Australian Rieslings, and our 215 came third with 97 points. So we were delighted with that. It was a panel tasting, and many of the big name Rieslings in Australia, well known ones, were in that tasting, and very proud to have one up so high. Our 2010. It came in at 90 points, but which is not a bad rating anyway. And we just hope we can lift our sales a little bit on the end of that, particularly.
Yeah. Well, you've got such a big production base. That...
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. But well, it's funny how the vintage has come around very quickly. It takes a long time, and there's many Clare Valley wineries that have been around for years and years, and they are on everybody's mind when they go shopping, and they're great wines too. When you're a relatively unknown brand, it takes a while to pick that that up. So we just specialise in one wine, Riesling, and try and put out the best we can.
Rhythm Stick Riesling.
Robin Riesling. Yes.
Recite that three times before opening another bottle.
That's right, yes. Perhaps you could have it as a theme tune for your radio show. That would be...
Well, that's an idea.
Yeah.
Do you play?
No, but you can get the Ian Jury song if you like.
What a good suggestion. Thanks very much for talking to us on Gastronaut.
My pleasure, Bruce. Thanks for interviewing me.